KJAN Sports.
It is time for that check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's recap some high school sports from the weekend for you here this morning. As in Saturday high school volleyball tournament play at the Thomas Jefferson Invitational, it was Trainer capturing the title as they went 4-0 on the day. St. Albert went 3-1. They were the runners-up. Shenandoah 2-2 placed third overall. Abraham Lincoln also was 3-1. Dennis 2-2, Missouri Valley 2-2 in their matches. Thomas Jefferson went 1-3 on the weekend, and Heartland Christian 0-4 in their matches. Also at the Tri-Center tournament on Saturday, Tri-Center went 5-0 in their meet to capture the championship. Red Oak is the runner-up at 4-1. Stanton went 1-3. Fremont Mills was 1-4 in that Saturday meet. Also in the high school cross country on Saturday, not much action around here with the wet conditions, but up at Waverly at the Wartburg Golf Course, the Wartburg cross country course. They ran the Steve Johnson races on Saturday. On the boys' side, Nottoway Valley and Trainer both participated. This was an all-class event, and Dubuque Hempstead won the title with 40 points. Dubuque Senior with 118 was the runner-up. Indianola had 130 for third place. Linmar and Urbandale round out the top five teams. Nottoway Valley ended up placing seventh overall as they ran a total of 240 points in the races on Saturday. Trainer ended up 20th. They had 530 points in that meet. Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer had the best individual finish. He placed fourth overall, running 1546.1. Joshua Bowdler of Nottoway Valley placed 13th overall on Saturday, as he ran 16:15. Also for Nottoway Valley, a couple of other top 60 places. Carter Menefee ran 46th, and Tyler Brehenny was 58th in that race on Saturday. Well, it's going to take a 163rd game to decide the National League Central and National League West titles after all four contenders were winners on Sunday. Anthony Rizzo had four hits and scored three times as the Cubs doubled up the Cardinals 10-5 to force a playoff game with Milwaukee for the National League Central Championship. Rizzo picked up his 100th RBI with a tie-breaking double while Chicago was scoring four times in the third to erase a 2-0 deficit. Chris Bryant lined a two-run double, and Wilson Contreras added a two-run homer to make it an 8-2 game in the fifth. The Cubs completed their victory after the Brewers clobbered the Tigers 11-0 to keep their share of the National League Central lead. Jesus Aguiar and Travis Shaw homered to back Gio Gonzalez, who scattered three hits over five innings. Aguiar had three RBIs, and MVP candidate Christian Yelich went 0-for-2 with a couple of walks and two runs scored. Meanwhile, the Rockies and Dodgers created a one-game playoff for the National League West crown. Charlie Blackmon hit for the cycle and drove in three runs in Colorado's 12-0 thrashing of the Nationals. Nolan Arenado leads the National League in homers with 37 after hitting two more in that rout. David Dahl went deep for the sixth time in seven games to support Tyler Anderson, who allowed four hits over 7 2/3 for his first win since July 4th. Brian Dozier's two-run homer and a two-run double by Matt Kemp highlighted a 7-run third inning as the Dodgers crushed the Giants 15-0. Kemp and Dozier drove in three runs apiece for the Dodgers, who also got home runs by Max Muncy and Austin Barnes. Rich Hill combined with two relievers on a two-hitter to help Los Angeles stay alive in a bid to have home field advantage in the division series. The Dodgers are expected to start Walker Buehler this afternoon against Herman Marquez of the Rockies. Jose Quintana will take the mound for Chicago against the Brewers, who will likely go with Ulysse Chacin in today's matchup. In other National League action yesterday, Philadelphia beat Atlanta 3-1. The Mets over Miami 1-0. Pittsburgh in 10 innings over Cincinnati 6-5. San Diego beat Arizona in 10 innings 4-3. In the final day of the American League, it was Boston over the Yankees 10-2. Baltimore beat Houston 4-0. The Angels over Oakland 5-4. Tampa Bay beat Toronto 9-4. Seattle topping Texas 3-1. Minnesota beat the White Sox 5-4. And Cleveland over Kansas City 2-0. Ned Yost will return as the Royals manager next year following Kansas City's poorest season since 2005. Yost became Royals manager in May of 2010 and led them to the 2015 World Series title, the team's first since 1985 and second ever. He also managed Milwaukee from 2003 to 2008. Yoenis Cespedes is scheduled for his second heel surgery in a few weeks, but the often-injured Mets slugger says he can't yet predict how much he'll be able to play next season. Cespedes had surgery August 2nd to remove bone calcification in his right heel, the first of two operations expected to sideline the outfielder for 8 to 10 months. In NFL action yesterday, it was New England over Miami 38-7. Dallas beat Detroit 26-24. Chicago topping Tampa Bay 48-10. Cincinnati beat Atlanta 37-36. Jacksonville over the New York Jets 31-12. Houston needed overtime to beat Indianapolis 37-34. Green Bay shut out Buffalo 22-0. Tennessee in overtime 26-23 over Philadelphia. Oakland beat Cleveland in overtime 45-42. It was Seattle topping Arizona 20-17. New Orleans over the New York Giants 33-18. The Chargers beat San Francisco 29-27. Baltimore over Pittsburgh 26-14. Tonight, Kansas City on the road at Denver. We'll have that game for you live this evening. Chiefs and the Broncos. 6 o'clock, we're on the air with the pregame, and about 7:15 tonight will be the kickoff in that contest. Chiefs and the Broncos this evening here on KJAN. Iowa is expected to be without linebacker Nick Neiman when the Hawkeyes return from their bye week with a visit to Minnesota. Neiman suffered a leg injury late in a loss to Wisconsin, and defensive coordinator Phil Parker says sophomore Barrington Wade and junior Christian Welch are expected to fill in.
Barrington Wade's been playing out there, and he's been doing a good job in practice, so we're very pleased to see where he's going. We'll probably move Christian. He'll probably be taking some reps out there at outside backer. So, and he's played there earlier in the camp. He has flexibility, so we're confident that we can move him out there, too. So he's been taking reps at both places.
Parker's been pleased with the play of the linebackers after losing all three starters from a year ago. Offensive coordinator Brian Farron says they tweaked their practice schedule heading into the Minnesota game. The Iowa offense has struggled the past few years coming off a bye week.
We've looked at the bye week schedule. We've gone back to a schedule that we used probably about 3 or 4 years ago. We just felt like that was the best thing for our football team right now. We've certainly tweaked the schedule this week, but the emphasis will remain next week. What are we doing to help the players get going a little bit faster?
We'll have that game for you Saturday here on KJAM with a 12:30 broadcast start time. 2:30 is kickoff from Minneapolis. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell isn't sure about running back David Montgomery's status for this week's game at Oklahoma State. Montgomery rushed for 101 yards in a 17-14 loss at TCU, but left the game in the fourth quarter with an injury and didn't return.
There's no warrior that would want to be on the field more than that guy, and so we're just going to have to play it day by day and see what it is. I think you and I both know he loves football. If he can play, he'll play, and if he can't, we're fortunate to have some other guys there that we feel real confident in.
The Horned Frogs won the game with a field goal with 37 seconds remaining. Campbell says he remains confident in his team despite their 1-3 start.
Quite honestly, we're inches away in every game we played. And so, you know, for us and this team, this group, it's all about our response to some tough situations, you know, and a lot of people write us off, and that's okay. But, you know, I really enjoy this team. This is one of the hardest working group of kids I've ever been around. And like I said, I really look forward to getting back to work with them. We'll be defined by the end of the season, not four games in.
It was another stellar effort by the Iowa State defense, though Campbell says they had trouble getting the TCU offense off the field on third down. The Horned Frogs' only second-half touchdown was scored by the defense on a 53-yard return of a Zeb Nolan fumble. Well, there's a new number 3 in the latest AP College football poll. Ohio State moved past Clemson for the third spot, just behind top-ranked Alabama and Georgia. The Tigers dropped one spot with Saturday's 27-23 comeback win against visiting Syracuse. The Crimson Tide received 58 first-place votes, while the Buckeyes and Clemson each picked up one. LSU remains fifth. Notre Dame surged two spots to sixth. Oklahoma fell to seventh. Auburn climbed from 10th to eighth. West Virginia moved up three spots to ninth, while Washington rounds out the top 10. They're up a notch at number 10. Well, Europe's Ryder Cup winning streak on home soil continues. The Europeans beat the U.S. team 17.5-10.5, take back the cup they lost at Hazeltine in 2016. That's the most lopsided victory since consecutive 9-point wins by Europe in 2004 and 2006. The Americans haven't won a Ryder Cup match in Europe since 1993. Alex Noren closed out Europe's dominating win with a brilliant putt. The Swedish golfer rolled in a 40-foot birdie at the final hole to secure a one-up victory over Bryson DeChambeau. Sergio Garcia set a Ryder Cup record with his third victory at Le Golf National. Sergio's 2-1 triumph Sunday over American Ricky Fowler gave the Spaniard 25.5 points in his career, surpassing Nick Faldo's record of 25 points. Tiger Woods lost all four of his matches, while Phil Mickelson lost both of his on the weekend. And Ryan Blaney was the winner of the debut race on the Roval at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Blaney was able to surge ahead when Cup contenders Martin Truex Jr. and Jimmy Johnson wrecked with turns remaining. The bump eliminated Johnson from the Cup playoff. Truex faded to 14th and deliberately spun Johnson after the race. Brad Keselowski was on track to win for the fourth time in five races until he misjudged the entry into the first turn on a restart with six laps remaining. Jamie McMurray was second, followed by Clint Bowyer, Alex Bowman, and pole sitter Kurt Busch. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.